Om Shanti. Good morning. I'm sure you enjoyed yesterday's day of different interactions and inputs on experiencing myself as this beautiful light, as this inner being, looking after it, seeing what aspects of the spiritual understanding can be inculcated, integrated in our daily life. Yes? I'm sure you must have had some thoughts also how you could go back and then sustain this in your daily life. Because we find that in the end, applied knowledge is power. Yes? So what you start experimenting, experiencing for yourself becomes your understanding, your experience, your life. And that inspires each one around you. Yes? As we are listening to all this, we would like to take this to our family, to our workplace, to our friends. Yes? And it's only what you experience yourself is what you can actually share with them. And after some time, as you start daily experimenting with this understanding and experiencing it as your personal lifestyle, Rajyogi lifestyle, automatically your activity, your presence, your vibrations, they will automatically speak. They will influence others, inspire others, motivate others. And we find that though we have this deep understanding about our own self, we realize that within there is this divinity merged within us. And every time we sit with ourselves, we sit in meditation, we can reconnect to that innate virtues, power, essence within. And yet we find there are so many situations in our life where even though we understand that we are a peaceful soul, we understand that we should be more compassionate in this relationship, yet those situations overpower us. Yes, it happens. And at that time we understand that even though we have connected back to our inner power, inner qualities, inner resources, yet it's not enough. We need support of the Divine, of the Supreme Father, to empower us, to cleanse us, to rejuvenate us every day. Just like at a physical level also, we need to rejuvenate our physical energies every day, replenish them every day. Even our mobiles, all our electronic gadgets have to be recharged every day. And so in the same way, the soul within also needs to be recharged every day. And so who is this source of spiritual energy, spiritual love, spiritual strength, all these virtues which we have recognized, which is our true nature? And just like today, any one of you, if I request you to talk about yourself, you can share. You can share about the work you do, you can share about your experiences, your achievements, your contribution in the family, society. So our profile with which we are contributing throughout the day is very naturally merged in our awareness. Yes? None of us need to write all these details somewhere in our book and then remember them every day. It's become natural, but part of our personality. But we find that the awareness of the soul is missing. And so this true nature of the soul, which is our original profile. Yes? I am a peaceful soul. That's my original nature. That's my original essence. My original quality. So that has been forgotten. Yes? Has been forgotten. And that's why in some situations or the other, we keep maybe talking to ourselves and say, no, it doesn't work like this. We need to get angry a little. We need to get firm a little. We need to say this. Yes? And so this original profile, how can this become our nature? How can we remember this as easily as we remember all these details of this one journey of life? Yes, it's just a journey of life. Imagine this little child who has been now given a name, and every day we remind the little one, every member of the family, we call him with or her with the name. And so how much time does it take for the child to associate themselves with the name? That sense of belongingness? Yes? A few months, yes? And after some time, as soon as you feel that the child has recognized and it starts responding on the basis of the name, we are so happy, no? We are excited. In the same way, we find we have to again remind ourselves of our true nature. Yes? Just like the little child, we invested time, no? Every member of the family, what do they do? They speak to the child on the basis of the name which they've given. So in the beginning, the child doesn't recognize that this is me. But slowly and slowly, when it starts finding that everyone is saying the same name, so this is what I am, this is my name, this is belonging to me, and then it starts responding to that name. And then slowly and slowly we associate the child with its physical identity. Your two eyes, your ears, your lips, your hands, yes? You remind the child. So we bring the soul into body consciousness. Now what we have to do? We have to come back to our original awareness, our original profile. So we need to invest some time. Yes? Lovingly remind ourselves throughout the day. It looks a little simple, but yet it is so important. These loving reminders throughout the day that I am this beautiful soul, I am a loving soul, these different virtues. And every day our own spiritual study, as I was sharing with you yesterday, that we have our regular spiritual study here, which is the basis of all understanding. Yesterday Sudesh Didi was sharing with you many stories of the Yajna, and in that you heard how Pitashri Brahma Baba became the instrument for the Supreme, and how he, the Supreme Father, slowly and slowly revealed deep insights of the spiritual knowledge. And so that basis of those daily sharings, the daily spiritual versions of the Supreme, is our daily inputs. And so that every day for us also has loving reminders on the awareness of the soul, but also the specialities, the original nature, the original role which we need to contribute. And so this is something which I need to practice every day. Yes? Till it becomes, like with the little child, you started expressing the name of the child constantly, and also the different features. These are your eyes, these are your nose, you know. Till he identifies himself with this image and each feature. So I need to remind myself also again. And these virtues, they will become very easily accessible to me the more I recharge them. So today we find the moment I remind myself I'm a peaceful soul, I feel that calmness, I feel that lightness, I feel that silence in these moments of meditation. Do you feel that silence within? Yes. Yet when we come back to our daily work life, I mean, here you have an environment which is supporting it, but when you go back to your work, your family, we find that when we come back to our daily routine, what happens? We forget, no? And the environment over there starts influencing us. Yes? So how does this nature become our reality, become our daily experience? So I need to recharge these virtues, these qualities every day. And there the source is the Supreme. And that is why in all religions we have been having this loving connection with the divine as the supreme, as Allah, as Ram, as Krishna, as different names in different religions. But we have always reached out to this loving parent, the supreme parent of the spiritual being. Yes? Like we have a very deep connection with our physical parents. That sense of deep belongingness. Yes? Even when we remember them, what is the experience we have? When we remember our loving parents, what do we feel? However old we are at a physical level, whenever we remember our parents, what is the feeling? Love, you know, nurturing, care, blessings, strength, guidance, yes? Yes, they may not physically be with us today, yet whenever we remember them, we feel their blessings, their love, yes? So in a physical journey of life, which is not very long, yet we have this deep connection with our physical parents. So how much would be close our connection with our spiritual parent, who's our eternal parent? Yes? The connection is very strong. But today we are unable to experience that. If your child comes up to you and says to you, "Daddy, Mummy, I love you a lot. But what to do? I can't remember you." Would you like that? Would you like that? But we tell that to the Supreme every day. Hum aapko bahut pyar karte hain, lekin hamara man lagta nahi hai. Hamara man ekagra nahi hota hai. Kehte hain na? We say that, no? We love you a lot. Everything, you are everything to me. You are our sustainer, you are our creator, but we can't remember you. And still we find that the Supreme loves us and He understands. He understands that we have forgotten ourselves as a spiritual being, and so we are unable to experience this deep connection with our spiritual parent. We have only identified ourselves at a physical level, our physical identity. So we are only connected to our physical relationships. Yes? And so throughout the day we keep connecting, talking, sharing through our gadgets also. And those relationships have become very strong and natural. And we can easily remember them wherever we want, whenever we want. Yes? Yes? Can remember our child, our life partner, our parents, yes, our friends. And yet we find that the spiritual connection with the Supreme has not been experienced by us. We have talked about it, we have sung praises about it, but we have not experienced it. And that's why we find it difficult to remember Him. Yes? And spend those moments in that loving remembrance. When we are remembering our friend, a close friend, talking to them, do we remember the time? Baatcheet karte karte samay kahan chala jata hai, pata padta hai? Nahin, chatting karte bhi pata hi nahi padta hai. And here we find that even, you know, a few moments, we get distracted. Yes? Yes? And so how do we experience this loving connection with the Supreme? Now He reveals Himself to us. He introduces Himself to us. When we talk about the Supreme, we find that we've always remembered Him in different ways. But we need to understand that His role is special, unique. There are many souls. So there are human beings, human souls, manushatmai. We all, when we connect with each other as human beings, as human souls, there are some souls who are elevated souls, Shreshth Atmai. They have played some elevated role in society or contributed in some way. Mahatmai hai, pure souls, charitable souls. There are some souls who are having a lot of divine virtues and qualities. Divine souls, Dev Atmai. We remember them also. Devatmaon ko yaad karte hain na, devtaon ko. dharmatmai, charitable souls, who have played a very important role in establishing their religion, a path for us. And then we have the supreme soul, paramatma. Manushyatmai anek, visheshatmai, shreshtatmai, mahanatmai, dharmatmai, devatmai anek. Paramatma anek ya ek? Ek. The word param means supreme, and the word supreme means one. Cannot be two. If it's two, then it's not supreme, no? So we find that there is one supreme. The one who is a spiritual parent of all souls. And so let us understand his introduction as he has revealed to us. And we find that when we talk about him as being the supreme soul, Param Atma, as we saw, we are all souls, and amongst us there are some special virtuous souls, elevated souls, charitable souls, special virtues, qualities within them, and the supreme soul. So what is different because of which he is supreme in all virtues and qualities? His role is also the supreme. Atma or Paramatma? Antar kya? What is the difference? So there are many differences, but there are five specialities which are unique to the supreme soul. The first one being, he is the one who is the highest of all. Sarvopari. Highest of all. That is why whenever we have praised him, we have always talked about his virtues and qualities as being unlimited. Yes? Every virtue, every quality being unlimited. And we have always compared him with the ocean. Kehte hai na? Shanti ka sagar hai. Pyar ka sagar hai. Shaktiyon ka sagar hai. Ocean of love. Ocean of peace. Ocean of strength. So when we use the word ocean, what does it connect with? His unlimited nature. Infinite nature of all virtues and qualities. A human being has a lot of virtues. So there are some who are very naturally calm and peaceful. So we say that they are very peaceful. But can we call them as the ocean of peace? Why? Kyun nahi keh sakte shanti ka sagar hai? Yes. Some situation may affect them and they feel a little low or they feel a little stressed. Yes, sometimes. Very rare, but yet sometimes. And so we can't call them as the ocean of peace. The ocean of peace means unlimitedly, eternally peaceful. The one who's sharing that energy to the entire world. Yes? And so the Supreme has every virtue and quality in an unlimited way. He is a source of every quality and virtue. Shanti ka sagar hai, sukh ka bhi sagar hai, ocean. The second, he is the one who knows all. That is why we say, sab kuch janne wala, knower of all. The ocean of wisdom, the ocean of knowledge. And that's why when in our daily life also, when there are things which we, you know, cannot answer and people keep asking us again, we say, we don't know, God knows. We say that? We say that? Why do we say that? Bhagwan jane. Why do we say that? Yes? What does he know? Which we don't know. Because today Google can give us a lot of information. No? Yet what does he know which we don't know and which we seek wisdom for? Yes? Netrahin ko raah dikhao. That is, oh God, please give us the path. Show us the path. You know, we seek that wisdom. We seek that spiritual understanding which we can apply in our daily life to make us more happier, more easy, more lighter, more relaxed, more the giver. Yes? And so the spiritual wisdom is imparted by the Supreme in such a way in which I can apply it immediately in my life. So simple and so easy. That's the quality of the Supreme. So he's the ocean of spiritual knowledge, but this spiritual knowledge is very, very simple, very, very easy to understand and apply, which has a lot of deep understanding and logic. We find that he is also the one who's beyond all, sarvopari, beyond all bondages, all influences. And so we find that whenever we are caught up in a situation, we say, oh God, take me out of this. Yes, we feel caught in some situation, in some influence, maybe caught up in some sort of bondage, of a habit, of a relationship. We say, oh, please, help me to come out of this. Free me from this. You are the liberator. You are the guide. Yes? The sarvopari. He's the one who's beyond all bondages and influences. Now the first bondage or maybe relationship which is very strong for us in a journey of our life is with our body. Yes? The soul entering the womb of the mother, and then you have the birth of the child, and from that moment of birth till the end, yes, till the end, the moment of death, we are connected with this physical body. Yes, we have a very deep connection. And so throughout the connection, this journey of life, we are performing some or the other karma. Yes, so birth and death, that's the cycle. And then because we take this physical body, that's our costume, we have connection, we start performing karma. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Karma, phal. And some of this karma we perform in the awareness of our virtues and qualities, our innate nature. And that karma becomes, what type of karma? Which is connected with our awareness of our very best within, our goodness within, our divinity within. That karma becomes pure karma, good karma, positive karma, yes, shresht karma, sukarma. And some karma we are influenced by our weaknesses, by our negative behavioral patterns, by those negative personality traits. And that karma becomes impure karma, vikarma. So the soul comes in the bondage of this physical body, janam or maran, birth and death. It's a bondage, it's an influence, it's a relationship. Karma and fruit, action, and the fruit of that karma, quality of fruit. So if it's good karma, then there is happiness. If there's impure karma, there is unhappiness. Yes? Paap punya dukh sukh. Yes? So these are cycles. And the soul comes in this cycle, is connected with this. Yes? It has a connection. It has a sort of a bondage. Karma bandhan hai. But the Supreme is beyond these bondages. Beyond the bondage of birth and death, beyond the bondage of karma and fruit, beyond the bondage of happiness and unhappiness. The Supreme has a very important role to play in this world. And that's why we say that He is the one who transforms the world. He is the one who purifies us. Patita pavan hai. He is the one who bestows happiness and redeems our sorrow. Sukh karta dukh harta hai. Yes? You sing these praises? Yes? So these are sung because of the role which He has. So He does have a role. So He has to play a role and come. But His role is unique. His intervention is very unique. Now there is a law in science, in physics, which talks about the law of entropy. I'm sure some of you may have heard about it. It sounds complicated, but actually it's very simple. It says that every system which starts functioning, it creates activity, it creates work, and slowly and slowly the system, as it starts working and contributing, its energy starts depleting. And when it comes to that stage where now the energy is no longer there, it's completely dysfunctional, depreciation has happened, that's a time when you need to rejuvenate the system. That is a negentropy process. And to rejuvenate a system, what do you need to do? You need to connect it to an external source of energy. That's what science says. So we talk about the mobile. When it gets discharged, what do? We connect it to an electric source and we recharge it, yes? So whatever would be the functioning, how much ever would be the technology of the mobile, it could be a very hi-fi and a very qualitative one, yet it needs to be recharged, yes? Yes? And the more functions it has, it needs to be recharged more, no? Our simple mobiles? Remember, we used to recharge it and then maybe a day or two sometimes we used to be able to use it, no? And now it's just a few hours sometimes. And so we find that we need to recharge it and the negentropy has to happen. In the same way, the soul, as it starts playing its role in this world, contributing, using this physical body as a costume, performing karma, choosing, having choices. Some choices are of pure karma, some are of impure karma, experiencing the fruit. So as it's using this physical body, we find there is a subtle depletion. Depletion of soul energy. Depletion of the soul's original virtues and qualities. The virtue of peace, the virtue of love, the virtue of power, there's a depletion. And yesterday as we were seeing that, like the mobile gives us a signal, the soul also is giving us a signal today. Yes? It's giving us signals. Yes, in social media every day through this InShots and your news which you hear, do you see signals of depletion of the soul? Yes? Every day. Every day. And very strong signals, strong reminders to us. And that's why the recharging of the soul also is so important to be done. And there, the role of the Supreme is as the external source of energy. And so he is that source of energy who is always available to recharge the spiritual being, to recharge our inner peace, our purity, our strength, our contentment, recharging. And so his role is as that external source of energy. And that is why he's beyond our daily influence of birth and death, of karma and fruit, of happiness and unhappiness. If he comes in this bondage, who will play that role of recharging us, of replenishing us, of strengthening us? Yes, so that's his role. And that is why he's called the one who's beyond all bondages and influences of the physical self, of the physical world. He's the one who is sarvopari, beyond, the source of spiritual virtues and qualities. And that is why he's said to be the source, sarvashrot. So we find at a physical level when we need anything, you know, we automatically connect with the external world and make available that resource which we need, whatever we need. Maybe physically, if we feel weak, there is some energy loss which we feel, we go to the doctor, he says maybe these vitamins are missing, this is not there, your B12 is less, your D3 is less, your this vitamin is less, and so he gives us those medicines, multivitamins, he gives us a diet and we can recharge ourselves, we can replenish our physical energies. What happens when we feel low? What happens when we feel that We are unable to move ahead now. Yes? At that time, when the soul needs that strength, the strength to still move on, to accept that situation, to have faith in ourselves. Who is the source of strength? The unlimited supreme, the ultimate source of strength. So as a soul, the soul can support another soul, but cannot recharge. Like at a mobile, you know, suppose someone wants to send a mail and maybe is unable to access his data or some problem is there, you can share with him, you know, your hotspot and support him. Yes? You can support. So the soul can support the other soul for some time through our companionship, through our words, through our, you know, sharing. But the recharging of the soul is only by the Supreme, because He is the ocean of strength. His capacity is unlimited and He is constantly available 24/7. The Supreme is the one who is accepted by all, and this is very, very important. We find that He is the one who is the source, ocean of all virtues and qualities. The one, as we saw, the one who is the highest. One thing which I missed when I was sharing about Him being the highest, we saw that His name is also the highest, which we saw, ocean of love, ocean of peace, but His abode is also the highest. And so whenever we have talked about the divine, about the supreme, we've always looked above. Yes? You'll find this is common in all religions. Christianity, they say, oh God, above. Yes, our Muslim brothers and sisters, when they have namaz, they look above. Yes? Hindu brothers and sisters, they'll say, upar wala jane. Unili chhatri wala jane. Yes, so we always look above. Why? Because He is the one who resides above. And so again, science talks about these three worlds. This physical world, where we are, the corporeal world, where everything moves below the speed of light. So it can be called like the under-luminous world. Then there is a luminous world, where everything moves at par with the speed of light. And then there is this third world, the world beyond, where everything moves beyond the speed of light. And that's called the superluminous world. The soul is a superluminous being. Now, if everything is moving below the speed of light, there is movement, there is sound, there is time. And that is what we experience in this physical world. The matter is there, so our physical body, costumes are there, there is sound, there is visuals, everything. And then there is this world where everything moves at par with the speed of light. So what about sound? Will we have sound there? Will we have sound there? No, because the speed is lower. And so it's only movement, and that's the angelic world. And then there is this world where everything moves beyond the speed of light. And so there is no sound, there is no movement, there is no existence of time. And that's the world of silence, the world of light, our spiritual home. And that's why we find that many times in bhakti, in the path of worship, we have always been seeking to go beyond. Yes, we said, oh God, call us to your world. Call us to your home. You know, we are tired. Take us away. Yes? And we have been asking to go beyond, because that's our spiritual home, the world of light, where each one of us lives eternally as a spiritual being with our spiritual parent, the Supreme Father. And so when we practice Raja Yoga meditation, we travel to that world of silence, because we find that meditation is a sharing, a communication with the divine, with the supreme. So if you want to talk to someone who's very important, then there's something very important which you need to discuss. This person comes in your office. Which space in your office will you choose for your meeting? Yes? A quiet space, your meeting room which you could have created, yes? Not in the reception area? Why? Very noisy, a lot of movement. Yes? And so we find here in this physical world, there's a lot of noise. Yes? A lot of movement. We're constantly aware of ourselves as a physical bodies, and so we are connected to our families, our work, our responsibilities. We sit down for a minute to experience meditation. One thought comes, I'm a soul, but the second thought, oh, what to do about that? Yes? So we get immediately distracted, immediately pulled in different directions. Yes? You feel that? Here it's much better because of the vibrations, because we are doing practicing meditation together. And so we have this creating of this vibration, collective experience. Yes? But when we go back, we'll have to practice it on our own. And so it's not going to be easy, because there's going to be distraction. And so the Supreme asks us to come to His meeting room, the world of silence, where there's complete calmness, where we are beyond the awareness of our physical identities. So our roles, our responsibilities, our families, our work. For some time we can take leave. We can disconnect and remain in that company of the Divine, of the Supreme, and enjoy His love, His strength. Now science says when two energies meet, what will happen? What will happen? What happens? Whenever two energies meet, what happens? Yes? The flow of energy is from the higher to the lower. Yes? So when you remember someone, your friend, who's very loving, who's very, very light. And so when you remember that person also, how do you feel? How do you feel? Light. Feel good. Yes? Because that friend of yours has a lot of love for you, a lot of good wishes for you. It's very light. So you feel also very light, easy. Just by remembrance. Yes? When you focus in the remembrance of any individual or any aspect of nature also, that energy influences you. When I connect with the Supreme in the world of silence, His energy influences me. There's a flow of energy from the Supreme towards me as this beautiful being of light. And that energy slowly and slowly recharges me. Flow of energy from the higher to the lower, till when? Till when? Till when? Till they become equal. So till I become like Him in all virtues and qualities. Yes? And so we find that the Supreme reveals to us His beautiful introduction, the way He is. And we have been remembering Him in that way in all religions. So let us take a journey in these different religions which we have been remembering Him. Christ said, God is kindly light. And so today we find that in the church also they have this beautiful candle which they will light up in the remembrance of the Supreme God. And when He was put on the cross, what did He say? Yes? Please forgive them. O God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Please forgive them. And He was speaking to His loving Father, God Father. And He always talked about Himself as being God's child. I am the Son of God. Yes? I am the messenger. And that's why there are so many experiences of healing which are revealed in the Bible. And He always said that I touch and pray, God heals. So He always talked about the role of the Supreme Father. Remember, God Father. And that's why we find again we were remembering the Supreme as light. Sikh religion, Guru Nanak Ji reminded us of the Satguru. Satguru, Sat Sri Akal, the Supreme Preceptor, who is the truth, the ocean of truth, the Eternal One, Sat Chit Anand Swarup, Sat, truth, Chit, Chaitanya, the one who is the living light, the living energy, Anand Swarup, the ocean of contentment. And that's why he always reminded us to remember the Satguru. There is a beautiful phrase in Guru Bani which says, Manushya se devta kiye karat na lagi var. That is, he is the one who transforms ordinary human being into a divine being, who transforms our quality of consciousness from body consciousness to soul consciousness, so that we can invoke the divinity within, the divine virtues within. He is the one who transforms, who purifies. And so remember him. And that's why after 10 gurus, they had this knowledge, the wisdom, as the one who has to be remembered. Guru Granth Sahib, the Granth, that is the wisdom of the Supreme. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, they remember Noor-e-Ilahi, the eternal light. Noor means light. We say, Naino ka Noor hai. It's the light of our eyes. Noor means the light, the supreme. The Allah means the great, the one who is the highest. So he is the one who is the eternal being, the eternal light. And that's why there also they remember him in the incorporeal way. Moses in Jewish religion talks about Jehovah, again the eternal light. He has a vision of the burning bush and that gives him the wisdom to write the 10 commandments. And so in that religion also we remember the Supreme as light, Jehovah, the eternal light. Our Parsi brothers and sisters remember the Supreme in the form of fire, fire temple. Agyari, they say. And so they have again the form of light. Jarostris is the Dharm Guru. And they have this image of light in the form of the fire. Then we have Buddha talking about the Supreme. And we find that when he had this wisdom from the Divine, he Gyan ka bodh hua, tab wo Buddha bane. When he has this wisdom, he becomes the one who starts sharing this wisdom. He shares the fourfold karma path with all of us, guiding us how we can express God's compassion, God's love in our daily karma. And then we have Mahavir Swamiji and Buddha always meditating. In meditative postures, yes, always. Every image of Buddha, meditative posture, every karma, sleeping Buddha, eating Buddha, you know, talking Buddha, that's how they mention. That is every karma in meditation with the Supreme, with the Divine. Mahavir Swamiji, in Jain religion, they talk about him being 12 years in tapasya. 12 years of, you know, very powerful, focused remembrance of the Supreme. And after which he experienced that innate energy, that innate power of being able to overcome his body consciousness. And that's why he left his physical costume. So actually leaving those physical robes, the costume, is symbolic of overcoming body consciousness. Body is the costume of the soul. Yes? Just like we are wearing our costumes, the body is wearing this costume, the soul is wearing the body as a costume. So with his tapasya, he was able to overcome the ego, the body consciousness, the awareness of himself as a body. And he became soul conscious. And so symbolically gave up the physical costume. Jai Jinendra. With that remembrance of the Supreme, I become the victorious ones, victorious over my sense organs. Jai Jinendra, that is, I become victory, I gain victory over the pressures or over the commands of the physical sense organs. I become the master of my own self. And there also you see, you saw Dilwara yesterday? Some of you went? Yeah, some of you will be going end of the day also, I think Monday. Will be going for sightseeing also. And so there also when you see these yogis, each one of them, awareness of the self as this beautiful light, and every part of the country we have the Jyotirlingams, the 12 Jyotirlingams. And each Jyotirlingam, the name is either Nath or Ishwar. So Nath also means Lord, Ishwar also means God. And so there are different names, Somnath. So it connects with the role or maybe the activity of the divine. Somnath, so you must have heard in scripture the story of Somras, that is the nectar. And in the story they say that there is someone who has died and the divine gives this nectar of life, by which this individual who's died can come back to life. Yes, that's the story. Now today, we find that when our life loses that sense of happiness, joy, and the sense of living every day, what happens? When we are not happy, we are living, but are we really living? It's like every day, we just have to pass this day. Yes? And so the life is without happiness. And so it's nearly like a life which has no life in it. And the Supreme gives us spiritual wisdom so that we can live every moment of this life with happiness. Yes? So this nectar of knowledge which we receive every day. Do you feel you are receiving this nectar? Yes? You feel that? You feel that? Still of some of you are thinking, soch rahe hain, nahin? Kar sakenge, nahin kar sakenge, nahin? But this is the nectar of spiritual wisdom which the Supreme is sharing with us every day. And that's why he is called Somnath, the one who gives us life. That is, he teaches us how to live every moment with joy, with understanding, with wisdom, by becoming an image of support to others. And so we have different names. So Rameshwaram, the one who was remembered by the deities. The deities also worshipped him. Amarnath, the one who makes us immortal. Yes? So when we are aware of us as a soul, what happens? The fear of death slowly and slowly merges. We need to take care of this physical costume because it's a temple of the soul. We need to take care of it very well, but fear of death is missing. Is it important? Is it important to overcome this fear? Yes? Yes, it's important. So when there's fear, what happens? Every moment, you know, it's not just having worry about health, but it's having that deep sense of concern. Even if there's some little illness also, the person is internally very stressed. What will happen? How will I be okay? Will this work? Will this medicine work? Will this therapy work? Will it be fine? And what happens because of that? What happens to our physical health because of that? Yeah, it becomes more difficult. The illness sometimes becomes chronic. Yes? And we have learnt yesterday also from all our sessions that when we feel light, when we are able to see our body with that awareness that it's a wonderful costume, it's a wonderful gift from the divine, we need to take care of it, we can heal it very well. Yes? We can heal it completely. And even if we need to leave the body, we can leave it with love. We can leave it with grace. Yes? Have you seen such experiences around you? Yes, there have been people who have been able to overcome this fear and left the body with grace, with love, with compassion, yes, with strength, with understanding. And that experience of being able to become immortal, overcoming fear of death. In Mumbai, we have this Babulnath. Babul, it is a bush which has a lot of thorns, it's useful also as toothbrush. We use it in olden times in a village. Babul use karte the datun ke roop mein, but it also has a lot of thorns. So the one who transforms our weaknesses, thorns are reminders of these weaknesses which we have, which unknowingly is giving a lot of pain and stress and unhappiness to ourselves and others. Yes? The little ego which we have, and sometimes it becomes big also, what happens? It gives pain in the family, the ego between life partners, the ego which comes between the child and the parent. Yes? The ego which comes between two siblings. Does it give pain? Does it give stress? Yes, it creates so much gap in that relationship. Yes? And so overcoming those thorns, transforming those thorns into flowers, helping us to become aware of those weaknesses and transforming us, giving us wisdom and power to transform. Now the good news is that the Supreme tells us that we are like Him. In form, we are this beautiful light, and He is also the Supreme Light. The form is exactly the same. He's also just a point of light, but supreme in all virtues and qualities. But just like us. And we are just like Him. And the most beautiful thing is that He says that every virtue and quality which He is the source is our true nature. So He reminds us that if I am the ocean of peace, you are the child of the ocean of peace. And so you are a peaceful soul, an angel of peace. Yes? Do we accept this? Are we able to accept this? Or does our logic say, no, it doesn't work. No, it's not practical. Does the logic say that? No, no, I get very angry. I'm very upset. I'm very harsh. I can't be peaceful. This is just a good feeling. No, that's our reality. It tells us every virtue where He is the source is mine. So if He is the ocean of love, I am a loveful soul. He is the ocean of power, I am a powerful soul. And that's why in every session we keep reminding you. Maybe you would feel that by every one of them, all the meditators just reminding us, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a loveful soul, I'm a powerful soul. But that's what we are. And today we need to remind ourselves because we are not experiencing it. No? We need to remind ourselves because we are not experiencing it. We are not using these virtues. And so we find the Supreme lovingly reminds us every day of our true nature like Him. And so we find we don't need to ask anything from the Divine now. हमें कुछ भी मांगने की आवश्यकता नहीं है. हमें भिखारी नहीं बनना है. हम परमात्म अधिकारी हैं. He makes us an heir to all His virtues and qualities. He says, everything of mine is yours. He's such a loving parent. He says, all my virtues and qualities are yours. So you don't need to ask me for anything. You need to experience that. Each virtue as your quality, as your inheritance. Just like maybe if you're maybe having lunch or dinner at home and your child comes from school or college or office, wherever. What will he do? Will he stand in the corner of the dining room and tell mummy or daddy, well, please give me a little bread or maybe please give me a little food? Will he ask? What will he do? He'll just sit on the table and maybe pick up something from your plate also, which he likes. Yes, he opens the fridge, he takes whatever he wants. Because whatever is there in yours belongs to whom? Belongs to whom? Belongs to your child. So he has a right over everything. The little one also playing in the compound, in the garden, anyone asks him whose car this is, he says, it's my car. Yes? Why? Because whatever belongs to his father and mother is his. So whatever are the virtues of the Supreme Father are mine. Are you sure about this? Pakka? Yaad rakhenge? याद रखेंगे अभी मांगना नहीं है, जब भी हम प्रार्थना करें उनको याद करें, मांगना नहीं है, अनुभव करना है. आई जस्ट हैव टू एंजॉय दिस एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ एक्सपीरियंसिंग एवरी क्वालिटी एवरी वर्च्यू एज माई नेचर एज द गिफ्ट फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम एज द इनहेरिटेंस फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम एज द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम. यस पक्का याद रखेंगे अभी मांगेंगे तो नहीं, oh God please get this done, oh God please get do this, oh God please give me a little peace, oh God please give me a little strength, oh God please give me a little happiness. Yes? Mangenge? Will we ask anything? No. Everything which He has belongs to you. He has given it to us. We have to experience it. The Supreme reveals to us His identity and He shares with us His name as Shiv Baba. Now this word Shiv in Sanskrit has this beautiful meaning. The first meaning is it means point, bindu. Sanskrit being the mother of all languages, the word Shiv has this meaning as a point, bindu. The second meaning is beej, seed. The third is benefactor, kalyankari. So in this one word, these three important virtues, roles of the Supreme and His qualities is revealed. He is a point of light. He is the Supreme Parent, Creator, we say. So He is our Supreme Parent. Third, His role is to benefit. Kalyankari. Sukh data hai. Shakti data hai. Gyan data hai. He is the one who is constantly giving us, empowering us, nurturing us. Kalyankari hai. And that's why He says His name is Shiv Baba. So the word Shiv does not connect to a religion. It's because of this form, His role and His qualities is what we call Him as Shiv Baba, as He has revealed Himself as. But we find that whenever we remember a parent, you know, our parents would have been very senior in their profession, they have this name, they would be heading some organization, they would be very, you know, important in their professions. Yet when they are our parent, we call them as daddy, mummy, no? So someone could be the president of the country, but a child would call him or her as mummy, daddy, no? So he is the highest one, but for us he is our parent. So he is our father, our parent. And so we call him very lovingly as Shiv Baba. Or many times here you must have heard this word Baba. Have you heard this word Baba being shared by the volunteers and some of our sisters also? Yes? And so every time we use the word Baba is that loving feeling towards the Supreme as belonging to us, as my father, Mira Baba. So the word Baba when we use, it means this beautiful light, the Supreme Light. And when we want to talk about the founder, Pitashri Brahma Baba, we'll use the word Brahma Baba. But whenever we use the word Baba, it means the Supreme. It means this beautiful light, the source, the universal Supreme Father, universal Parent. And we find that this loving connection with the Supreme has to be nurtured every day. I need to talk to Him, share with Him every day. Because every time I talk to Him and share with Him, what will happen to our relationship? It will become stronger and more closer. Yes? And more easier, more natural. Just like for a child to remember the parent. So easy, no? Yes? Do we train the child? Have you trained the child to remember you? But as soon as a relationship is experienced, there is natural remembrance. In the same way, this natural experience of relationship with the Supreme, where I throughout the day keep connecting with Him, talking to Him, sharing with Him. But now, as we know His introduction, we connect with Him as our spiritual parent. And I know that He is the parent of whom? Of the body or of the soul? The soul. So when I remember Him, I first see myself as this beautiful light, as His loving light. as his beautiful star and then connect with him. Because his connection is only with the Supreme Light. He doesn't have a connection with our physical identity. And that's why he is the parent of all souls. So he is disconnected from the awareness of our religion, our culture, our color, our country. It doesn't matter. The world is his children. Every soul is his child. His loving child. And so when we belong to him, when we remember him and we become like him, we also see everyone as God's child, as my spiritual brother. Yes? Yes? It'll take a little time, but it's very, very comfortable. It's very, very relaxing to see the world as your family. And then you'll find that every activity, interaction which you have with people becomes so easy. Yes? At work, in responsibility, in the family. There is a lot of acceptance, a lot of understanding. Because I see them as God's child, as my spiritual brother. There's acceptance. Like in our family, we have acceptance, no? We know that, okay, our brother, our sister, our son, our daughter, our life partner, they have this capacity, they have this little limitation. And so we accept them. Yes, we understand them. Yes, that's a feeling. We say, oh, it's my brother, so I need to understand. My sister, so I need to understand. But we find at a spiritual level, when we start seeing everyone as a soul, and seeing them as God's child, so God's vision towards them is of, how does God see each child as? How does God see me as his child? So his vision is of, full of love, unconditional acceptance, caring, giving, compassion. And so every time I connect with people, I am being able to give through my thoughts, through my vibrations. Maybe at professional level, I need to play a role as a maybe as a senior, as a leader, maybe a team leader. So I need to give some instructions, I need to take decisions, I need to guide them. In the family I need to be the parent or I need to be the mother and father. But I think no longer because children grow up very easily, yeah, very fast, they become more mature. And so today parents have to become more like friends. So when we see the child as God's child, there'll be it much more easier to accept them and have respect for them. Love them as they are. And then you can start empowering them, influencing them. When you accept someone, then your qualities, your virtues can influence them. And so this very deep connection with God automatically helps us to see everyone as his child. So our connection with each other also becomes very meaningful, very strong, very positive. So God's love enables us to have love for each other. God's vision towards us also enables us to see ourselves with love. Yes? When I see myself as God sees me, what happens? My vision towards myself becomes more elevated. Yes? Yes? When I accept myself as God has accepted me, when I love myself as God loves me, then there is the deep experience of self-esteem, self-love, self-worth. And as soon as you start accepting yourself as you are, what happens? What happens? Yes? You feel very calm within. And then slowly and slowly you continue the journey of empowering yourself, adding value to yourself every day. So when you talk about self-love or self-acceptance, doesn't mean you stop there. But you accept yourself and then every day you add value. You make yourself more beautiful, you make yourself more loving, you make yourself more positive, more important, more giving, more contributing. So God's love enables us to have love for ourselves and heal ourselves. That's the beauty of God's love. And his love is always... speciality of God's love? Yes? Unconditional. Any moment of my life I can connect with Him and experience that He loves me 100%. 100%. Why? Because He only sees the goodness within. Yes? He always sees me as His child, and He sees those virtues and qualities which are within me. And so automatically we say, where attention goes, energy flows. Where energy flows, it grows. So whenever we remember the Supreme, His vision, His love strengthens me, empowers me. As we move throughout the day, we will have many more moments of meditation, and tomorrow we will learn this method also, which will allow us to then have this natural meditative state of mind which yesterday Shivani Ben was talking about. That throughout the day, that deep connection, like with our parents, throughout the day we are connected. With our life partner, we are connected throughout the day. With our child, we are connected throughout the day. It's not that we just sometimes remember them. We are remembering them naturally throughout the day. Yes? It is difficult for us to forget our child, to forget our life partner, forget our parents. No? We can't forget them. We remember them naturally throughout the day. So in the same way, how can we have this loving relationship with the Supreme where we are naturally in His remembrance? What will be the benefit if we are naturally in His remembrance throughout the day? What will be the benefit? There is constant charging. Yes? So I'm using the energy of the soul, and there's also charging. So I will always be moving ahead, empowering. Yes? Today what's happening, if I just use few moments throughout the day to charge, what will happen? So maybe in 2-3 hours, I charged myself for a minute. But then after 2-3 hours, what happens? The depletion is there. Again, I need to charge. And so today, because we are not so available for that, we charge a little in the morning for prayer or a little bhakti or devotion, which we do, and then maybe in the night. And so throughout the day, we keep using it, and then there's a lot of depletion. Here, there will be a natural connection throughout the day. And very lovingly, every moment you will start sharing with the Supreme. And it's a personal experience of all of us meditators here, that this beautiful bond which you will enjoy with the Supreme will help you to find solutions, answers for everything. Everything will become easy. Because the Supreme says, leave all responsibilities to me and become light. Remember me, I will guide everything. Karan karavan har hai. His energy, His love, His wisdom will guide. Now I doing some task with my strength, my wisdom, my understanding, my energy. And when I'm connected with the Supreme and His energy working through me, what happens to the task? What happens to the task? And that's why yesterday you heard, you know, think less, think right, and yet do more, do fast. Because it's His energy which will work. His unlimited energy will work. Now the Supreme is always available for us. We just need to remember Him. He's always there. The love which God has for us is that constant availability. And as soon as we connect with Him, we experience His strength, His guidance, His wisdom, which we call as intuition. And that's why intuition, dictionary meaning is direct access to truth. One of the meanings, direct access to truth without the support of facts. And so when we connect to the higher wisdom, His wisdom will guide. Let's have a few moments of experience of this beautiful connection, this beautiful relationship, this loving bond. God's love is magical. As we allow our mind to gently disconnect from the outside, I become aware of myself again as this beautiful light, the spark of divine energy. My mind's eye gently seeing this light. I enjoy being myself peaceful soul, a being of love and strength. And as I see my beauty within, the strength, the resources lying within me, I feel so strong. And as I enjoy this awareness of my true self, I now choose to travel to my spiritual home. I know that I have my roles, my responsibilities in this physical world, and yet for some time I take this journey beyond, this journey through my mind, through my inner eye. I see myself, this beautiful light, traveling beyond the physical world. I see this shining star traveling beyond the globe, beyond the sun, moon and stars, beyond space, to the world of light. Through my mind's eye, I see this beautiful world of light, soft golden red light, my spiritual home, sweet silence home, Shanti Dham, Param Dham. And I feel the deep silence here. I see myself, this beautiful light, in the aura of peace and silence. And around me there are beautiful lights. Each light in their own aura of purity. And the scene is so beautiful. Beautiful lights shining all around. And yet there is one light which is calling me, the light of God. And as I come closer to this beautiful light, I recognize my spiritual parent, my loving father and mother, Shiv Baba. Through my mind's eye, I see the supreme light, the ocean of love. His light of love embracing me. And as I merge in God's love, I feel so complete. God's pure, unconditional, selfless love flowing towards me, filling my mind and heart with so much of silence, so much of happiness. I feel so secure, protected in God's love. Shiv Baba, you love me as I am. You accept me as I am. Your pure energy is filling me with strength, with silence, with happiness. And I feel so loved, so happy from within. This deep sense of inner happiness and contentment, enjoying the company of God. Experiencing God's love and blessings, I gently come back to the awareness of my present. I come back to the awareness of this hall where I'm sitting. I gently open my eyes if I've closed them. And yet within, I feel so complete with the experience of God's peace and love. Om Shanti.